This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Thomas Sowell recently wrote about what he thinks is the dumbest idea in politics. Now, when you're talking about politics and public policy, there are lots of dumb ideas, but this one might be at the top of the list. He thinks that the most stupid idea that you can find in politics is the assumption that people would be evenly or randomly distributed in incomes, institutions, occupations, or awards. He argues that this assumption is the basis for so many political crusades and personal careers as grievance mongers. What set him off were a number of articles that have appeared recently about the fact that females are underrepresented among the highest rated chess players and how women and minorities are underrepresented in high-tech jobs in Silicon Valley. Are girls who want to play chess finding doors slammed in their face? Are women and minorities who want degrees in computer science being prevented from pursuing that career? There's no evidence of that. When you get into racial and ethnic differences, this is where the false assumption in the grievance industry really shows up. Differences in outcomes are just naturally assumed to be due to racism or discrimination of some type. But Thomas Sowell points out that something as simple as age differences might explain the different economic circumstances. For example, if every 20-year-old Puerto Rican in America had an identical income of every Japanese American and identical incomes at every other age, the Japanese Americans as a group would still have a higher average income than Puerto Ricans in the United States. Why? Well, the median age of Japanese Americans is more than 20 years older. They have more work experience, so they have higher incomes. Perhaps you can see why Thomas Sowell thinks this assumption about equality is a dumb idea. When you factor in relevant criteria and also recognize that people have different gifts and talents, you begin finding reasons why there are economic differences in society. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.